Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so happy to have you with me today, knowing that you're learning about God through His Word. And we always like to go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our time of study together so that we'll get as much out of it as God would intend for us to have. So pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise today for your Word. We thank you for you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, who died upon the cross for our sins, that we could have a relationship with you. And so we're so happy to be able to read your word, Lord. And as we study this book of Colossians again today, I pray that you, by your Holy Spirit, will guide us into all truth, empower us to live according to that truth, so that our ways, our attitudes, our actions, and our words will be pleasing unto you. We bless you. We thank you again for your word. And we do so in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Strength, Patience, and Long-Suffering. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. After commending the church members in Colossae, Paul the Apostle wrote to them concerning his prayer and desire that they be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. He also prayed that they might walk worthy of the Lord in everything they do, to be fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. In chapter 1 and verse 11 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul continued his prayer by writing about strength, patience, and long-suffering. We read, "Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness." The verse begins, "strengthened with all might according to his glorious power." Paul prayed that the Colossians would be strengthened or made strong and confirmed with all might, which means inherent power, power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature, or which a person or thing exerts or puts forth. It further means moral power and excellence of soul. And let us note the measure in which this strength is to be fashioned, according to his glorious power, or for strength and might. It infers one mighty with great power, a mighty deed, a work of power and dominion. No doubt being strengthened was an important characteristic which was to be found within the church members in Colossae, and it was only through God's glorious power that they would receive it. The verse continues, "unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness." In addition to being strengthened, Paul added "unto all patience," which means steadfastness, constancy, endurance, sustaining, and perseverance, and long-suffering or forbearance, slowness in avenging wrongs, with joyfulness or gladness, the cause or occasion of joy, of persons who are one's joy. In other words, the Colossians were to be people who were very patient with one another and the circumstances within which they found themselves, and they were to be so with great joy and gladness within their souls that others observing them would know it. As we consider Paul's words in this portion of his prayer, we may all be challenged. How strong are we in the faith? Are we patient with others and our situations? And are we long-suffering and forbearing with people and circumstances we encounter? The greatest part of this verse is these attributes can be obtained according to his glorious power. If we try to develop these traits on our own, we are sure to be limited. However, when we factor the Lord Jesus into the equation, we will learn to be strengthened, patient, and long-suffering in a manner that is pleasing to him. May the Lord have the freedom to engage us fully as he develops his characteristics within our lives. Next time, Paul will talk about giving thanks and being partakers of the inheritance. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.